Hello, everyone. This is Dan Soloway, and I'm glad you're here with me today. I want to explain a new format that I'm using and see how this works for you. Every Saturday afternoon, Central Standard Time at 11 o'clock, I help the More Mito Company, which used to be Fox Legacy, do an educational program on these really powerful new supplements. There's only two or three, if you include the products for your animals, which are phenomenal products in themselves. But it's a new delivery system that allows things to get into the mitochondria. These products are getting results, whether it's a Rejuvenate gel that you put on your face, and if you have joint problems or anything like that, you use it, and you'll be amazed at how well it works. Or the Restore product that delivers 44 different things right into the cell because of this XDS technology. Well, the results have been so phenomenal over the years I've been working with them. I've really focused what I've done in helping them. Now, after we do a show on Saturday from 11 to noon, there's a 30-minute break. And then from 12:30 Central Standard Time to about 1:10, 1:15, I've done an educational consulting session. Well, the reason I say it's a consulting session is I'll open up with 10, 15 minutes about a certain subject, whether we're talking about diabetes, heart disease, just one thing after another. And then I'll let people ask me questions. Usually the questions are along that line, but not always. They can go in any direction people want them to go. And I will be able to draw on all this information of all these experts that I've interviewed over the long career that I've had, and all the books that I've read, and all the experience I've had from people using things that I've recommended. And so it's sometimes there's some other things I want to add to the product. There is another product line that I may start talking about in the future that is extremely powerful as well, but it's very expensive. This one is reasonably priced, and yet it will change the life of so many people out there. So what I'm going to do from now on, or at least for a few months, we'll see how this works, is you're going to hear this opening each time, and then there's going to be a little break, a little commercial break, short one, and then you're going to hear the consulting session that we do, and then from there, there'll be a break, and then you can hear some of the interviews that Roger Hill has collected that are along the same line of whatever the subject is for that week. That's the basic format. So if you don't want to hear the interviews and just want to hear the consulting session, you know how this is laid out. But I think the interviews are fantastic and very valuable to understand because they're really miracles in this field, like something I've never seen before. And it's all because of this new delivery system, this XDS technology that Dr. Elliott has patented and has a way of getting things right into the mitochondria. It's truly amazing, folks. And if you listen to this, you'll find out why it's so extraordinary when you hear people talking about the results they're getting. So we'll be right back, folks. Hang on, and you get to participate. And if you want to join the company, it costs nothing to join the company. You just go to MoreMito, MoreMito.com/RadioDan. It tells you there how to join. You can call them if you have any questions. And you don't have to buy anything. But if you do buy something, that tells you how to buy it, what's in the product. Like if you look at Restore, there's 44 different things in there. It costs you $600, $700, $800 to buy all that individually. And yet, because of the way this delivery system, they don't have to use very much. And yet, they get more results than if you use thousands of milligrams. So I almost feel like it's a public service. It really is. And it's so phenomenal. It's helping so many people. So check it out and share this with your friends and family because it can make a difference in their life. They may not be telling you what's going on with them, but there may be something that's right down their line that could really turn their life around. So we want all the people that we know to live long, healthy, and happy lives. Regular listeners of the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. And we've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. moremito.com/RadioDan. And then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out. SkillsToChange.com.
Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, DansHealthTalks.com, DansHealthTalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to DansHealthTalks.com.
And everybody, we're so glad you're here. You have joined the Dr. Dan Nutritional Call, sponsored by More Mito. Let me tell you just a little bit about Dr. Dan as we get ready to get started. He's been teaching health and fitness on air since 97, lecturing worldwide since 1986, and he has an enormous wealth of experience. He's the inventor of the Hydrotone fitness system. He has trained and helped thousands of customers, including professional athletes, movie stars, business professionals, but the thing that's had his reach go so far is Dr. Dan has trained the trainers of a tremendous number of these people as well. So his style, his message is just gotten around the world. He also holds 11 U.S. patents and 22 foreign patents in the fitness industry. And he holds a master's in fitness science and a PhD in nutritional science. As I've said before, incredible knowledge and also experience. You don't get taught experience, you live it. He brings all that to this phone call. And with that, I'm going to turn the call over to Dr. Dan. We'll speak for about 20 minutes and we'll open it to questions. Dr. Dan, take it away.
Well, the subject that Roger came up with for today, this week, was skin and balance and along that line. So I want to mention what I talked about earlier is the need for hydration. That, if I really probably wouldn't even brought it up if a friend of mine hadn't called me just about an hour before we started the call. And he said, you know, I was trying to play pickleball. I just didn't have any energy. And yeah, he's a top rated for his age group in the country. And I started getting dizzy. And I can't figure out why, because I'm hydrating. He felt he was. He was taking some electrolytes. He has a little drink that he mixes up. But it got really humid and really hot here in Oklahoma. Really humid. We're having record rains. And on top of that, we're having 98, 100, over 100 degrees. I don't know what it was in Paul's Valley. I said for sale, but in Paul's Valley, that made it what do they call it? Wind temperature, or not wind temperature, but the perceived temperature, the moisture plus the temperature, made it 126 degrees. That's the highest recorded since they started putting those two numbers together, adding the moisture to it, and sometimes the wind to it. But anyway, to me, 126 degrees, it would be a hot sauna. And people are out there. So I asked him, when you're playing pickleball, is it air conditioning? He said they try to, but the roof is so high, they can't really air condition it. And so people don't realize how much water the body can consume when it needs to consume and how many minerals. If you take just water without the minerals, you're going to end up washing the minerals out even more so. So you need to be taking some minerals, not necessarily in every drink, but some minerals. Electrolytes is the ones we first think of. But there's little trace minerals. I think there's 98 minerals that are healthy for us. More than that, some of those other minerals are not, you know, lead and things like that are not healthy for us. But there's a whole list of minerals that are important. And some of these are just micrograms, just a couple micrograms. And yet without them, the DNA doesn't function right and other things aren't right. Ehrlich, I'm trying to remember Ehrlich's longevity company. He started putting out a tapes when I was first starting radio called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And it was all about mineral deficiency. And he had some interesting things. The reason it was called that is doctors were dying much sooner than the average population. He was saying their average age of death was more around 56, 60 years old. But he made another point that did stick with me. He said professional athletes and collegiate athletes, people that are involved in athletes for a long time, don't live as long, not because they haven't stimulated their heart and built a strong heart, but because they sweated out more minerals than they've taken in. So it becomes very, very important. And that book that I like, it's actually, I think there's four or five books he wrote by Dr. Batmangella. He was the Shah's doctor in Iran, and they imprisoned him along with all these others, and they were killing the doctors. They're about ready to kill him. He said, if you kill me, you have no one to take care of the prisoners. So they left him alive, but they never gave me medicine to take care of the people. And he found he could turn around most problems with water. If a person came to him in the prison and had an ulcer, he'd have him take 6 ounces, 8 ounces of water, wait 30 minutes, repeat it again, wait again, and repeat it. Because when there's enough fluid in there, then it's hard for the stomach acid to burn the lining. And then when people came with back problems and joint problems, he would do the same routine about 4 or 5 times every 30 minutes. He would hydrate them. And he started finding out all these different problems, high blood pressure. He started giving water. He said the blood pressure, the vessels are trying to keep the same amount of pressure. And so they're constricting. And when they constrict, cholesterol builds up in the little constriction. If you take your fingers and curl them, you have lines there. Well, that's what it would look like inside the blood vessels if they're constricting, and they said it makes it easier for the cholesterol to build up. But he found that if he added water, if he hydrated them, then they open up. One of the problems we have, like I like to drink iced tea, especially green tea. Green tea is very healthy for you, but it's a little dehydrating. Coffee is very dehydrating. Sodas are extremely dehydrating. So people say, well, I'm taking in fluid. Yeah, but you're taking in fluid that causes you to lose more fluid than what you take in. So you have to fall back on water, or one thing I use a lot is herbal teas. I like hibiscus, but I use different teas that don't have caffeine in them. And I add some stevia to it, and I'm a happy camper. So you got to think in terms of non-caffeine fluids, especially water. And if you get tired of drinking water, and one thing that's great to do is add some lemon to it. But if you're tired of drinking water, there's a lot of these electrolyte powders out there, like Emergency was the original one. Now there's all kinds of versions. You can go to anywhere and get those at Walgreens or anything. And you tear a pack open, put it in water, and you can get cherry flavored, you can get strawberry flavored, lemon flavored. And you put that in, it has 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, which helps keep your blood vessels slick and smooth. But it also has the electrolytes you want, a good amount of potassium. And Larry could have just had a potassium deficiency that was causing him to feel dizzy. And so we got to think about that, especially in the summertime. But in the wintertime, people get dehydrated, but they don't realize it. Because it's not hot out there. They're not thinking about their mouth. But when you're dehydrated, you know, you have a greater craving for sugar because water and glucose in your system are tied together. You have dry skin. You're going to make your skin wrinkle up. I know my cousins asked me, so are we looking older? I said, some days when I come over, you guys look older. And the next day, next time I come over, you look young. And that's, so it's just a matter of hydration. If you're dehydrated, you look old. If you're not dehydrated, then you don't. Of course, there's also collagen and everything else underneath the skin, but it's a big factor. The breath tends to be bad when you're dehydrated. And when you're really dehydrated, you get chills and irritable. And sometimes we, in football practice, when you go 2.5 hours, and I don't even think they let us drink water back then. And they'd give us salt tablets. They thought that was the solution. You could end up really bad, irritable and really bad cramps. People don't realize that when they have a headache, that can be a deficiency in water. The first thing a person ought to do when they're feeling the headache is drink a glass of water, then wait a few minutes and follow it with another glass of water, and then wait and see if that doesn't get rid of the headache. Constipation, because you need fluid in the colon and everything for things to move through. The urine's going to get dark. It needs more hydration. More blood is going to be seen in the water, in the urine, because of the proportion of water to blood. Here they say that you end up with low blood pressure, but you can also end up with high blood pressure. It's important to keep a amount of fluid in there. Another little trick is taking sea salt, like Himalayan is a great sea salt. I'm trying to think of the other one, but you take a pinch or two and put it in a liter of water, and that will help hold the water inside the cells. So that can be very, very effective for you. So think in terms of that. Now, balance is something we need to practice as we get older. When you're a little kid, if you remember right, you're probably jumping on the van, jumping off on the ground, jumping sideways left, doing all kinds of stuff. Might be playing hopscotch, might be jumping a rope, I was climbing trees all the time. I love to be up high. But we're moving. We're doing things. And we're playing, you know, I don't know about the kids today, but we're out there playing touch football, black man, we're running around on the playground. Now we sit in a chair and we get up to go get something to eat or go to the bathroom, and then we sit. You got to move. So if you look up like the top 10 early balance exercises to improve your balance, look those up and do them. They're made for seniors. And so the younger people that can move, put on some music and dance. And dance, I mean, really move around. Use and try to learn new dance steps. Very important. Now, what's stopping a lot of you, or not a lot of you, but some of you, is that you may have neuropathy. I couldn't believe those doctors didn't think that lady had neuropathy. But she had all the symptoms of neuropathy, burning of the feet, numbness of the feet, burning in the calves. It really surprised me that they didn't say, well, that's neuropathy. But anyway, they told her she didn't have a problem. But neuropathy, the blood circulation has gone down in the legs and the limbs. That's why it shows. And the numbness shows up in the hands and in the feet and the lower legs. And when there's not a good oxygen supply to the nerves start dying and hurting and not being able to feel things. And so it happens a lot to diabetics because the capillaries and everything get hard and don't transfer red blood cells like they should. The Restore product, of course, helps tremendously on increasing oxygen because with our the delivery of oxygen. Because mitochondria is the reason oxygen is being delivered, to help it create energy. That's what you're after. So helping mitochondria in itself reverses a lot of that. But rubbing the Rejuvenate gel in there, rubbing it from down the calf and then on the bottom of the feet and the top of the feet, but the bottom of the feet, doing that on a regular basis two or three times a day in the beginning, three times a day in the beginning, can bring it back. Can really bring dark legs that are starting to get dark from the knee down, and can bring that back alive. Has a lot of wonderful things, that e-needle, the Arnica, all these different things that goes through there, and then with the XDS technology, delivering it into the cell, bringing down the inflammation in the blood vessels and in the nerves. It's a fantastic thing to bring back the awareness. Sometimes it's real quick, like the guy waving his toes after the first time putting it on and hadn't been able to move his toes in 2 years. Sometimes it's going to take longer. But we've seen some really miraculous things in that regard. And just like we have with eyesight, which is another effect of blood sugar cutting, affecting the blood vessels so the oxygen doesn't get to the eyes the way it should. And we said Terrence Hill, I don't remember now. I interviewed him on a radio show many years ago. And Terrence was clinically blind. I mean, he couldn't watch TV. He couldn't read a license plate if he was in a car and there was a car in front of him. And the early versions of the product, we've gone on to more advanced versions, brought his eyesight back to, I think he was like 100 over 20, and then he's down, and then he's 40 over 20. And he went from seeing black and white to color again. We see those kind of rejuvenations. Those are phenomenal. But it also helps to practice it. So I've always loved to dance, and putting on some rock and roll and dancing around the house is a great way to deal with your balance. I'll tell you a little joke here. When I was in high school, we had a lady that had a dance studio that when we were little kids, 5, 6 years old, we all took dance from her, I guess, to help with our balance and everything. But we all took dance lessons from her. Then I didn't want to take it again. Then when I was between my sophomore and junior year in high school, they created some ballet for the Olympic athletes to make them more agile. It's really effective on the gymnastic people to really give them a sense of awareness. So me and three other football players went and took ballet over the summer. And it was harder than the football practice. Your feet were burning when you're doing all these jumps, jump, jump, jump. But we're learning all these positions to the feet. And it was one of the most amazing things to me on what it did for my athletics. When I boxed, no one could hit me because I could move way back away and had awareness. So people that have done dance have that. But I told this young girl, she was mentioned that she's probably 11 years old, 10 years old, and she was at a party we were having. She said she took ballet, and I said, I used to take ballet. They wouldn't let me wear a tutu. I had to wear a 4-4. And so she got a kick out of that one. But anyway, if you can move, move. There's so many different good programs. There's yoga, chair yoga, that we used to teach at the gym that I belong to. And for the older people, and they hold on to the chair, they do exercises from the chair. Right now, while I'm talking, and you, if you're sitting in a chair, raise up on your toes, hold that for a few seconds, then put them down and put your heels down and raise your toes up. Do that, go back and forth, rotate your feet to the outside, then rotate your feet to the inside. Do that back and forth. And then if you can, do it standing up. If you have to hold on to something, do that. But work that. Now, curl your toes where you're arching your feet. You're working those muscles. When I trained Oklahoma City Ballet with my exercise equipment, they taught me a couple things. And one of the things they do to strengthen their feet, because, you know, getting right up there on their toes is really hard on the feet and hard on the ankles. They would take a newspaper, lay out a newspaper, and take their toes and start curling that paper into a ball with their toes. So it's making them work those muscles. You can do the same thing with your hands. It's one of the best ways to build a good grip and work all those fingers. You take a sheet of newspaper, one or two, and start curling into a ball, into a tight ball, and squeezing that ball as you get it, once you make it into a tight ball. And then get another newspaper and curl it again. And so that might be a reason for me to buy newspapers since I haven't bought one in a long time. But it's a good thing to do for both your feet and your hands. Now, alpha-lipoic acid, R-lipoic acid. We have R-lipoic acid in the Mormito. It's the one that lasts longer. And, of course, then we have it combined with XPS technology. If you need to, you could add alpha-lipoic acid to your diet. You need 600 milligrams for it to be effective, really effective. And you can do that twice a day. That is used for neuropathy, for the bringing the nerves back alive. And alpha, the same way. What happens, alpha-lipoic acid, if you take it before a meal, it will help bring the blood sugar down, help balance it down for about an hour and a half. If you take R-lipoic acid, it'll help level the blood sugar out for about 12 hours. But it won't take the really, really high spikes that alpha-lipoic. So they're good. They both have advantages. They, a lot of times they're sold together. But I like the fact that we have R-lipoic, we have chromium, we have other things in there to help balance the blood sugar. So we have a lot of things for blood sugar because a lot of people lose their balance. Now, one more thing before I open up the lines, that the ears are going to affect your balance. And what Roger was talking about, what I taught before, it really was meant for balance, but it also seemed to help on tinnitus. But you take something like a spoon, if you don't have someone to do it for you. If you have someone to do it for you, you lay on your back, and they take their fingertips and start tapping behind your ears. And that helps move the crystals around in the inner ear. Also, if you're having trouble with the inner ear balance, sometimes taking a little antihistamine can be real helpful. And then take the Rejuvenate Gel and rub it behind your ear, especially where the jaw meets the skull. Rub it right in there, and I take it, put it on my little finger, and I put it in my ear and rub it around. But rubbing around the back of the ear, a lot of people got good results. But you tap that behind the ear about 30 times, and that helps move those crystals around. And so it'd be great for balance. I one time, a doctor, a friend of mine, it was he had a product he wanted me to try, and he said, you lay over backwards on the bed and put it up your nose. And, you know, see what it does, clear it up your nose. This was 15 years ago or so. And when I got up, I had just totally lost my equilibrium. And it was that way for 2 weeks. I was literally like a drunken sailor trying to walk down my hallway, bouncing one shoulder off one wall and off the other wall. And if I laid down, I'd get dizzy. And a chiropractor taught me that thing behind the ear and told me to take some antihistamine. So if you have an inner ear problem that's causing you, there's just a light antihistamine that helped dry out the fluid in the inner ear. Okay, Dale, let's go ahead and answer the question because you guys may have questions that have nothing to do with what I'm talking about right now, but you want to know more about it. Okay.
Great. Listen, everybody, hit star 5 on your phone if you've got a question for Dr. Dan. It'll raise your hand, and we'll be able to call on you. Right now, we're waiting for any questions to come up. Again, they should be on the topic that we discussed, but it could be on anything. If you can stay to today's topic, that's great. Again, hit star 5 on your phone, and feel free to ask a question. Dr. Dan, we've got our first hand up. It's from Judy, yeah, Judy Ellis. Judy, go ahead.
Yeah, Judy.
Hi. Judy, what you got? Hi, Dr. Dan. Well, I have a couple questions. One of them is very interesting about the neuropathy because my husband has neuropathy, but it's not diabetic. I think it's from a back injury, and we've just tried everything, and we're starting the cream. And
if it's from a back injury, I want him to put the gel across his low back, right across the pelvis, and down the back of his leg and stuff, as well as on his feet.
Okay. Now.
Okay, go ahead.
Also, what about, you're talking about the balance. What about the inner ear as far as for tinnitus?
Well, tinnitus and the inner ear are not really necessarily, inner ear balance problems are not necessarily the same thing. Tinnitus also can be a B vitamin deficiency. I think it's thiamine. but it's one of the not normally taken, not the first B vitamins that you think of. You think of B6, B12, folic acid. But a thiamine deficiency can cause tinnitus. And but the alpha lipoic acid with for the neuropathy, the inner ear. Okay, since you're married, since you two can do this for each other. When laying down, the other person takes their fingertips and starts tapping behind their ear with their fingertips. Just not real hard. Just tap and tap 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 tap. Do that 30 times or so. And that's what they do to help get those crystals and fluid back in place and moving around. You may have to repeat that a number of times. I had a lady that took my exercise class, and she had real bad balance problems going on. And the doctor taught her that, and it cured her problem. And so I've recommended it to people ever since, because she had went to a lot of people trying to get that dizziness straightened out, and that straightened it out.
Okay, because my son was in the military, and when he was on ship with the guns and everything, and he said he's got, well, he's talked about it quite a bit, about his tinnitus. And I told him I was going to talk to you, and he said, Mom, what about tinnitus? So you think just tapping behind the ear and maybe putting some cream?
Well, no, here's what's strange. The behind the ear thing is really for balance. And yet, okay. Roger presented to someone. He forgot what I said on the balance part, and they said it helped them get rid of their tinnitus. I went, okay. I didn't mean it for that. I think the rejuvenate gel behind the ear and a little bit in the ear canal can be very helpful. It can bring down the inflammation that way, but. They say now, and I see it a lot on Facebook, I need to take time to listen to the program. They say tinnitus is really happening in the brain. I mean, it's a brain function, not so much an ear function. I used to always think tinnitus was the ear, the little bones, the hammer, the anvil, and the stirrup, the tiny little bones was getting a little calcified. As we age, but they say it's a brain deal, and of course it is. We sell some supplement that we probably already cover and restore. Now another thing you guys could do is lay down and put a little restore in your ear, and let it soak in, and then you might have to put a little Kleenex or something in there when you sit back up if it hadn't all soaked in, and then do the other ear.
Okay.
And that it's going to be great for the eardrum, but it may get in there and do some things as well. So play with that. What?
Okay. If I have one last question. I'll let somebody else up in line to talk to you. Okay, so we both had asthma pretty bad. And I talked to Dale, and he was saying, you know, rub it on your chest, on your throat, and take it internally. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah. As far as your nose, take the rejuvenate gel and put it up in your nose, the first inch inside your nasal, your nasal cavity there. And we find great relief for that. Now, we used to tell people to lay down and put the restore up your nose. But the black seed oil and some of the other things burn. It's possible, Dale, you may correct me on this one because I haven't tried it, but we got great relief on that. People say, oh, I've been suffering from allergies. I know you're talking about asthma, but suffering from allergies for years, and that gave me relief. We learned it from a lady that tried it. And we are all doing it. And then we added black seed to it and go, nope. Roger, I hadn't even tried it with the black seed. Roger said, you don't want to try it. He did. Said it burned like hell. Well, Dale, does the animal product have black seed in it? I don't think it does it?
It does not. No black.
I think you could probably do it with the animal product. I have both. I have the Pet Life right here next to me on the computer. I have the Restore in my bathroom. So I'll take the regular Restore in the morning and sometimes again in the afternoon. But I also take the Pet Life during the day. So Pet Life, I could probably put up my nose and it would help a great deal. Now, okay, rubbing that on your chest, I've been real surprised by this. People, one lady had a lot of problems with her digestive system. She rubbed Restore around her belly, all around her belly, and then followed with the Rejuvenate Gel and said, got relief right away. I went, really? It goes through that deep into the body that quickly? It may be based more on frequencies, you know, how that homeopathic frequencies will send messages to the body. And Dr. Elliott is very aware of that. He may, and I think he might be using frequencies as well. But rubbing it on the throat, down the sternum, I think it would be very helpful. When the lady was talking about her thyroid, I went, you know, I take a little thyroid, not much, but I take a little, doctor prescribes a little thyroid for me. And so I'm going, you know, I put it on my face, but not so much on my neck. So after she said that, I decided I'm going to rub it in my neck. But there's another place right where your collarbone comes together, about an inch down there, is your thymus gland. When you're a child, your thymus gland is about the size of a Tangier. But Tangier, that's the city close to where I live. Anyway, it's not that big. What am I trying to say? Yeah, a tangerine. That's the size of a tangerine. Yeah. When you're a baby, it's the biggest gland in your. It's almost as big as your heart when you're a baby. But as you get older, it's just a strand. And they found that colostrum helps bring it back to normal size. But I think our gel, and maybe Restore first, then follow with the gel, they get through there and stimulate the growth. That's where most of your T cells are produced. Very important for your immune system. Also, tapping that is supposed to be good for it.
Tapping below the collarbone?
Yeah, right below the collarbone. And so putting that on your thyroid as well, and you put it around your jawline for any sagging skin there, but put it around your thyroid and put it there. And see what happens. And men that might be having trouble in the bedroom, if it works on neuropathy, it may help you a lot in that area as well. I knew why that guy was laughing. He got his hands working again in his seat, so I'm going to try it someplace else. I knew what he was referring to. But if any guys out there had trouble, try that. You don't have to let us know if it works. I'm curious.
I do want to tell you one positive thing, and I feel like I'm hogging the phone. I talked to Dale about vision, eyesight, and I've had to take shots in one of my eyes, and they say I had some nerve damage, but I'll never get back. I've always been hopeful. I don't take them anymore. I haven't for a while. But I've been rubbing that Restore on my eyelids, like he told me, at night, and a couple on my right eye, especially, is the deal. And I wear contacts. I wear a plus 25 in my left and a plus 335 in my right. And I got up this morning, and I put my contacts in, and I'm like, wait a minute, something's wrong. And I thought I'd rubbed it, and I lost it, and I went put another one in, and I'm like, oh, it's blurry. So I thought, well, I went and put one of my left eyes into my right eye, and I can see, like I'm the same in both eyes now. That is crazy. I'm so excited about it.
It's amazing. one thing, the most mitochondria is in the retina of the eye, then the brain, and then the heart, and so... the eye is so sensitive and responds so well to things that I can see, but I would have never thought, I mean, it's really Edward that told us that he drops a little bit into his eye, and I'm going, oh, when I've done that, it burned. Then he said, by keeping the eye closed, it doesn't. I went, oh, it makes sense, the oxygen, that it opens up, it makes the the cornea more porous and more susceptible to oxygen. That's what really burns the nerve. Well, if you keep your eye closed, you solve that problem. So I went and saw the doctor, my eye doctor, once a year. My Medicare pays for that. I'll see him in August. And he says, you have just the tiniest bit of cataracts. Maybe in about 15 years, you might have to have something done. And I said, no, I won't even have that next time you see me. And so I see him in August. I want to see, because my glasses hurt me. I keep pulling them off and go, I see better without them, but I do have astigmatism. So a little reading, small things, I sometimes go, I need them, but I need a new prescription. Just like you, I mean, golly, these glasses are not right for me. Keep us posted on that. I guess I better get to the next questions.
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry I've talked, but thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Dan.
Okay. You're welcome. Who's next, Dale?
Let's go to Linda John.
Okay.
Linda. We've got you unmuted. Linda? Are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Dr. Dan, I have a question for HSPs, which is highly sensitive people. I have been on alternative medicine. I'm 78 now. I've been on alternative medicine for 20, 30 years. But I normally have to titrate everything up. I start with very low doses and titrate up. So I started last Monday. I just got my product. And, of course, I started with the eyes because there's such great stories about the eyes. But I am wondering if I didn't just get blurred vision. I got a lot of watering and kind of like reactive type things. It was very hard to read on about the second day. So would you recommend I back off and come back up? Because I trust
a lot of people don't have that trouble. It burns my eyes a little bit. But the PET one doesn't. And they have two citrus oils in and they have the black seed too, that are in the human restore. That's not in the PET. Well,
okay.
The citrus oils, which are very good for you for cancer, especially because they have I'm forgetting it for a moment. Anyway, it comes from the rind of the lemon, D-limity. That's what I was trying to remember. D-limity, and it also comes from oranges. But I think that citrus oil can be very burning to the eye, but you won't feel that as much in the PET version.
Okay.
But you'll get a lot of the same benefit. And so think in terms of that. And then, if your body's real sensitive, for whatever reason, it could be heavy metal poisoning, could have been a lot of different things that caused you to react to things that you didn't used to react. And I will tell you, folks, sometimes you can go all your life, never be allergic to anything, and all of a sudden you're allergic to stuff. And that usually an environmental toxin has made your body overreact to everything. It's just, it sees everything as an enemy and it's trying to fight it. But I think this will help clear it out because the real cleaning out of the cells is autophagy and mitophagy. Autophagy, I'm saying this for everyone, you probably already know this, is the larger cell. And mitophagy is the cleaning out of the mitochondria. Well, if the mitochondria is sick in the cell, they die and they also stimulate cancer. They create inflammation. But if they're healthy, they help the cell as well as their own little mitochondria cell detoxify. And then they have the energy of the overall cells like the healthier liver because of this product. Because this product also stimulates glutathione as well as catalase and SOD. The body make its own systemic enzymes. So it helps detoxify the body. So as you detoxify, you're probably going to be, and you're already doing this, you're going to be able to look up to more and more, dosage to get through that. There's another approach too. I used to, when I first started radio back in 97, the first product I really got excited about was a product called Cell Food. And we told people that when they went through it, they'll go through a detox. And you can go through a detox with this too. They said there's two ways of doing it. You can go very gradually and work your way up so you don't feel too bad while you're detoxifying the body. Or you can just say the heck with it and go real strong and say, I'm going to approach it that way. Well, the person that introduced me to that product, he was wanting me to really, really feel it. So he would just squeeze the thing into my drink. I mean, just squeeze. Where I was, instead of getting 8 drops, I was getting 40 or more. And
oh, wow.
I felt great for about 3 days, and then I thought I had the flu. And I would get a chill, and I'd want to lay down. And then 20 minutes later, I felt fine. And it went on and on for about 3 days, and aches and pains of injuries from football and weightlifting were coming back up, and then they would go away. And I realized, oh, I was going through a detox. And after my body detoxed that out, I was able to do things in weight room I hadn't been able to do for 15, 20 years, like overhead presses that used to hurt between my shoulder blades. So
yeah.
You can push through it
if
you want to, or you can go gradual. I have a feeling it's, for your situation, it's better that you go gradual.
I kind of need to go gradual because I have to read most of the day. I'm a life coach, and so I'm reading notes and things like that. And so it was, I think I'll take it a little bit slower, and yeah, I'll order the animal products and kind of nurse it a little bit. Yeah.
Well, I use the way I'm doing it now, I'm using the pet on my eyes. I rub it around my eyes and let it sit there for 5-10 minutes. Then I follow it with a rejuvenate gel.
Okay.
I put it over the top, and that seems to be better than mixing them in together.
Okay.
I don't know why, but some people just like to mix them together. Okay. I appreciate the question.
Oh, I thank you very much. All righty.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now it's Deborah Chris. Deborah, what question do you have for me? Are you there, Deborah?
Oh, hi there. Hi there.
Hi there.
Thank you so much. I just want to...
Go ahead, Deborah.
Oh, okay, thanks. So I'm just calling because I'm sending a bottle of Restore to my dad. He's 98. And
<That's great.
laughs> he's done pretty well so far in his life, even without natural medicine. But he was a swimmer most of his life. And last time you talked about how swimmers usually live longer. Well, he's an example. But anyway, he says he wants more energy. And, of course, he has a mobility issues also. So I'm just wondering how many times a day he should start, you know, if you have any advice on that.
Yeah, on the Restore, I would do 2 milliliters under the tongue 3 times a day. And
okay.
Where in the mobility issues, let's say you have bad hips. You can't get to the hip joint from the glute because there's too much muscle. But, well, maybe not when we get older, we sort of lose our butts. But let's say there's generally too much muscle and maybe fat between us and the hip joint. But you can put it on the outside of your hip, and that helps with the hip joint. Put it along the lower back and spine and the tailbone. There's a lot of noise being made there, but so hold on. Is that you, Dale, or is that Deborah?
It's not me.
Dale's there. Okay. Okay, so there's put it on the tailbone, put it on the outside of the hip. Is he having trouble walking? Is his hip bothering?
Are you talking about a Restore or Rejuvenate?
Rejuvenate.
Oh, Rejuvenate. Put the cream on his spine, you said?
On the spine, then you can put it. Well, tell me what his problem is.
Well, he lives in Florida, and I really don't see him really often, but he uses a walker, and I know that sometimes he does have hip problems, but I don't really know the details.
Well, ask him, ask him what the details are.
Okay.
And then next week call in, and once you get the details, and then I'll give you some suggestions. But generally speaking, folks, it's not complicated. Where the problem is, put it around there. But I tell you something I learned from a chiropractor friend of mine. If you hurt on the right side, it's usually the left side that is too tight. And stuff. So you think you need to put it on where the pain is, but you also need to put it on the opposite place.
Okay.
And congratulations. I hope we can get him swimming again. I have a guy at the gym.
about
93 years old. He swims his laps. I don't know how he does it.
He's
very slow motion.
He's 98.
I know. He's 5 years older than my friend. They were both World War II babies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, you guys take it. Well,
bye.
I think we may be bye-bye. Now, do we have anyone else?
That's everybody, Dr. Dan. Thank you, everyone, for being with us. And everyone who asked questions, thank you for participating. Dr. Dan, go ahead and sign off, and we'll see everyone Monday night.
Well, next week, and one thing, folks. Through the week, you may have an idea that comes to you, or a question, or some concern, or some friend of yours. Write it down. And then you can ask me next Saturday, but you know how it is with us, that you may think of something and then go, oh, I forgot to ask that. Write it down and then be ready for the call, and I'll try to answer it for you.
If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about the Alter Mitral Restore product, just a phenomenal product because of this XDS technology. And you've heard the interviews and the way it's changing people's lives. Same thing with the Rejuvenate Gel. We're having miraculous effects with that. So if you want to get a hold of this product, and I recommend everybody do it, and get it for your friends and family, go to moremitral.com/RadioDan. Read about it, study it, listen to the testimonials, and take advantage of it, and call this phone number. 509-593-3300. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com. danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com.
Now, when I called you just now, you were in a restaurant with a lady and you took two pictures, and I am telling you, I am looking at this lady's ankles even bigger than the one before.
Mm-hmm.
And I see, like, you're on your knees. I see the jar Rejuvenate there. And then I see the second picture. It's hard to believe this. How much time was that? 5 minutes later. Well, that's
5 minutes later.
It's hard to believe.
So, you know, me, I'm bold. I'm not shy. And I just felt in my heart, I invite this woman for free lunch. I said to her, come and meet with me. I'm going to teach you for lunch. But when I left home, I just felt in my heart. So I grabbed my last jar of Rejuvenate with me, and we were sitting at a table, and right when we finished, she said, I just want to show you my feet, you know, how swollen they are, and the doctors don't know what's wrong with me. And I just grabbed, without even saying anything, I just grabbed my Rejuvenate bottle. I opened it right there, and all the people in the room looking at me, I literally lay on my knees on the floor, and I said, watch me. And it was so amazing that a room full of people watching me massaging this woman's ankle. And in 5 minutes, she was able to move her ankle up and down. And you can see the difference in just 5 minutes.
Listen, DuraJuvenate is amazing for fat on the armpits, for double chins, for thyroid problems, like, don't get me started on that one. Then it's very good for people that have edema in their feet. It just helps with it. The only key is that you need to use it and use it more often, not once a week, because that's not enough, you know.
Right.
And stick with the program, the commitment. You know, if the doctor tells you you need to take your prescription three times, then the same way, you need to take the Rejuven and use it three, five times.
Yeah, our connection is getting a little bit bad. But anyway.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thanks for sharing this, Daniela.
Okay. And not only that, listen, the lady, the server that was serving, and she saw what I was doing to this woman, she said, can you do that? My knee is hurting. He says, can I have that cream? I want that, too. I was like, that's why. See, if I don't do presentation in front of people, you know, so whatever I go, I take them with me. Yeah. Sure. It's all good for double chin, if you could see. Next time I'll get a double chin person, I will take a picture before and after in 5 minutes. 5 minutes, Roger. For people that had, you know, goiter, you know, those double chin swollen stuff. Everything that's swollen is gone. 5-10 minutes, the maximum 10 minutes is gone. Here's the trick to it. Say, I don't take a lot of cream at a time. I just dip, barely tip the tip of my fingers, you know, in the gel. And I work it as a layer. You know, I'll put it right now, just get it in, okay? And I touch it again with my tip and my fingers and do it again. I keep layering and massage it. In 10 minutes, I don't care what it is, they're all gone. Thank God it's
awesome.
Good.
Totally.
All right, Mr. Rogers. Okay. Daniel, I love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you for your hard work.
All right. Appreciate you.
And God bless you.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
Okay. So I understand you had a health concern. And
see, my doctor had gave me blood pressure pills some time ago, and I had refused to take them because I didn't want to be stuck on them. And since then, I've been taking the drops that you guys have given me, and I'm so grateful because when I went to go see her, she was floored because my blood pressure came back like 128 over, I think she said 79, 80 or something like that. And she said, are you still taking your medicine? I said, ma'am, I'm sorry. I never took the medicine. She said, well, what are you doing? And I said, well, a friend of mine introduced me to something really nice, and I'm hoping and praying that it's working for me. She says, well, whatever you're doing, keep doing it because I'm going to take the medication list off your profile. We're not going to give you no more blood pressure medication to take up space in your cabinet because she knew I wasn't taking it. So I was like, okay, great. And then I also, from a woman's perspective, had asked her, was I going through a menopause? And she checked over all of my blood work, and she's like, I am truly surprised for you to be the age you are that you are not going through menopause. I said, if I was, I wouldn't know because I live in Vegas. It's so hot. She says, no. If you would know, it's different. But she says, I'm really surprised. Whatever it is you got going on, it's all looking good. Keep up the good work. Don't stop. The only thing that she was concerned about, she said my levels were pre-diabetes. It's going up a little bit. So she told me to pay attention to that. So I'm looking forward to going back to seeing those numbers be at normal too. But
okay.
I am over the moon happy. Over the moon happy. Amen.
Amen indeed. So how high had your blood pressure gotten before?
Oh, wow. It was, let me think. Hey, my blood pressure got up to almost 200 one time, huh? Yeah, 200. And the lower number was high as well. And it got to the point where I now know the headaches when they were coming about. And when I sit back and think about it, I haven't been having no headaches. Now, no headaches. So it's back to normal. I'm happy. I'm so happy. I'm just praying in the name of Jesus that it stays that way because I'm going to make sure myself and my husband continually keep getting the drops to continue to help us. And my knees feel better. I mean, I have a little aches and pains every now and then, but I'm able to wear my heels now that I haven't been able to wear because my knees were bothering me such. I'm able to sit in Indian style, like we used to, you know, kids, you sit on the floor. I can sit Indian style. I can bend down and pick up something now without the help of my husband or something or somebody around me. So, amen.
Really amen, indeed. Well, thank you for sharing that, Rhonda.
No worries. My pleasure.
Yeah. Can you think of anything else?
Well, you know, my husband told me I've always been a bit of a crybaby, so I've been. I mean, I will cry, but not as much as I used to. I've noticed that, and I've been mentally telling myself, "Stop it, stop it, stop it." So if that may be a part as well, because I'm trying not to be crying as much. I feel better though. I'm feeling more positive. I'm not. I mean, I would love my energy to get up to par a little more, but maybe it will over time. But I'm not as sluggish as I used to be, and I'm not the big crybaby that I once was.
And what about the knees?
I'm able to sit Indian style now. Like now, my husband and I went in a truck. I got one knee on top of the other, and it don't hurt. I can bend down, as my husband would say, drop it like it's hot. I can do that now. Before I
Were you doing double dutch or something like that? And now
I am. I'm part of a group called 40 Plus Double Dutch. And I wasn't jumping because my knees were hurting. And I'm a little skeptical about jumping. I haven't done it yet, but I feel like I want to. And the reason why I'm skeptical, because of the past pain, has me like, okay, be careful. I don't want to do that, but I'm going to try it. Because I was at home jumping a single rope by myself, and I didn't have no problem. So I'm going to start back to the double dutch group that I'm in, because I feel like I can do it. I'm just going to be cautious.
Okay.
At first, I was like, no way, no way. I'm not even thinking about it, but now, yeah, I want to.
Well, quite an adventure, Rhonda.
Yeah, I'm happy about it. I thank you so much. I'm so glad that you took the time to introduce us to it. I tell my husband all the time, the good Lord puts people in your life for a reason. I wouldn't be where I am today, so I'm truly thankful. Thank you very much.
That's right.
Amen.
Go Reggie.
Absolutely. Yeah, so that's my praise report, and I just thank you guys for everything. Please keep doing the good work, and we'll keep on purchasing and moving forward. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, well, so you got a blessing. You got to pass it on.
Absolutely. That's my plan. That's my plan. Thank you so much.
All righty. Rhea, tell me what your health concerns were before you met us.
They were high blood pressure and high glucose, diabetes.
Okay. And what has changed since you started using our technology?
I have seen a remarkable decrease in the blood pressure and the blood glucose. And they're both in the green. The blood pressure I check every meal, and they're staying green throughout the day. And the blood glucose is staying green every day.
Okay. How high had both of them gotten before?
I was in the, I can only remember systolic. It was running in the 150, and I think one time it was up to 170.
Okay.
And, you know, the systolic was commensurate with that.
All right.
Yeah.
So how about the blood sugar? What were those numbers? Do you recall?
Blood sugar was getting in the 200 range. And I'm down on down around 115 and below. And if I couple with mindful eating and starting to get two-digit numbers on the blood glucose.
Okay, how long did it take for you to go from those really high numbers to being in the green?
Using the product consistently, I'd say about 2 months. 2 months, I saw a remarkable change.
Okay. In our earlier conversation, you said that you had a stroke. How long ago was that?
That was May 11th.
Of this year?
No, the last year.
So a little over a year ago, you had a stroke, I presume from the high blood pressure, high blood sugar situation.
Blood clots from COVID.
Okay.
And went through COVID, developed a blood clot. Actually, when I monitor my blood pressure and glucose being on the restore, I can dial all the medicine occasionally, only when I eat something that spikes the sugar, do I need to start taking the metformin again.
Okay, so we have it down to where you know you can control this just by
eating. Yeah, and I'm pretty certain here, as they're consulting with the doctors, I should be able to start dialing off of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. Thank you for sharing that, and thank you for letting us be a part of your wellness journey.
All right, my friend. Have a good day.
Okay, y'all have a great weekend. Take care.